This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Thursday, August 1st. Well, cattle takes a fall Wednesday after lower cash trade on Friday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Today in the livestock market, a lot of activity. Cattle was down. The lower cash trade from Friday just continued on all during the beginning of the week. That long-term trade problems are really worrying a lot of traders. It seems that the futures did break through a few support levels. And even with the grains lower, you thought that that might give some support to these markets, but it definitely did not do it this time, especially looking at the feeders. Now, the feeders fell. The optimism is really dismal there, and there's almost no interest in stepping in front of this fall right now. The long-term support we knew was going to be a struggle, but everyone's just completely giving way.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 10 at 486 and a half. September corn was down 11 at 400 and a quarter point. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 620. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were down 10 and 3 quarters, ranging from 547 and 3 quarters to 552 and 3 quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were down 9 and a quarter, ranging from 594 and a half to 599 and a half. Live cattle for August was down $1.20 at 106.85. August feeder cattle was down $1.57 and a half at 141.40. And August class 3 milk was down 22 cents at 1730.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.